welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. We're back live with you finally. Sorry, we had a little break. We had to go learn about the magic of the human heart.
Bill, the magic of the human heart.
Bill got a little free education on the magic of the human heart.
Not a bionic man.
He's the stent master.
Wow. Let's not go too far.
I just was going to see what you would say after that. So today is February 16th, 2020, and my name is Erin Ryan. I don't have any heart stents, by the way. Let's just clear that up.
Yeah, not yet.
I have bad lungs. I can't have heart stents. If I have both, I'm pretty much off the air all the way around.
Whew. Okay, well, my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor today is Pape Machinery. They're our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in beautiful downtown Shasta Lake. They've got everything you need in the way of ag tractors, turf, and turf right now. Hey, the grass is going to start growing about a foot a day as soon as that sun comes out, so don't waste any time getting your mowing equipment tuned up, or if you need replacements, go down and see them. They've got a lot of product in stock right now. Also, they're going to be taking on the steel product line, so they'll be one of the largest steel dealers in this area. That's going to happen next week, so stop in and see them there if you're looking for chainsaws, pressure washers,
stuff
trim
made
stringers.
By steel.
Yeah, anything made by steel. Thank you. Thank you. We'll just say that. So, get a hold of them, Pape Machinery, phone number 226-9226, or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
And we are currently on the American Uncensored News Network.
Yeah, so I can
everything
say anything.
Is censored.
I can say anything I want now.
Get all the shows on China on there. So AUN, it's AUN-TV.com. You can find that on the front page of our website at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Since anything that has a dash in it sometimes gets fumbled on the play. So anyway, no football talk today. Today is all about Daytona, and I hope you're all recording it because apparently the Beast is going to make a lap. How much fun is that?
Yeah. High-speed lap with Donald Trump hanging out of the sunroof, waving his arms like a madman. happy Secret Service guy.
It's a good thing the left hates NASCAR because their heads would all be exploding. He's ruined NASCAR now. Oh, my God.
I bet the Beast can get up and go, though.
Yeah, but it's really heavy.
Yeah,
think about how banked those
might
take corners
a half a
are.
Lap to like, get up there, but yeah.
Yeah, imagine the gas. Ooh, think of those fossil fuels. Yeah. That makes me happy just thinking about it.
You could probably flip that thing three or four times. Wouldn't even scratch it, though.
That's true. It would come out the same. So we've got to get Lyle in here. You're so quiet, Lyle. Are you on hold?
Oh, no, I was taking a nap.
that's a lie. Oh, my gosh.
Great to be back with you.
Hey, so do you want to give us your new bio? Because I read it somewhere. Here we go. You changed it.
I did?
Yeah, you changed it. Yeah. I read it. I was like, what? When did all this happen?
Did I add working for Pape Machinery as their new driver, test driver for their...
I haven't got that in your contract yet. Once we get that in your contract, we'll get that raised.
Maybe like a grass mowing expert.
Well, I just want you guys to know that picture you posted with me on the machinery, really helped. It helped with my interview, and it helped me get hired by Pape.
Yeah.
And, well, we got to get some new Photoshop, though, because that was a Kubota tractor. So these are the John Deere guys. So now we got to colorize the tractor. We'll have to get Robert to use his artistic skills.
And a couple of other thoughts before like we get going on this show.
The big show?
Bill, instead of you paying out $32.58 for your heart stents and the machine and all that, you could have come to me, Dr. Law, for like $2.89, and I would have duct taped and Elmer's glue you, and we would have been good to go.
Oh, man, we never even thought of that. Plus, we would have got a free trip to Arizona.
See?
Yeah.
I know it. I would have taken care of you for less than $5, and we could have gone out for a beer. and then I need, before we go on any further, I need to say hi to all my friends in the Ukraine.
Yes.
because I was not going to, they wanted to know how come I'm not on the big show anymore. It's been a few months, hasn't it, you guys? It's been, and they, I started getting phone calls and letters and postcards and emails, and then a donkey showed up with, I don't still know what that is, but from the Ukraine.
Donkeys in the Ukraine.
and no, they go, well, Dr. Lott, where are you? How come you're not on? We, all of us Ukrainians, we take the afternoon off to sit and listen, and you haven't been on. So I just want to say, give a shout out to all my Ukrainian listeners, and thank you very much for making my show a very number one show in Ukraine.
And Rudy Giuliani can call us later to get your phone number and address so they can come interrogate you.
And for NSA who's listening and the congressional committees, it's Lyle, L-Y-L-A.
Yeah, well, that appearance does come with a free appearance in front of one of the congressional
committees. And if you're lucky, you can go in front of
it's in D.C.
the pencil night, you know, your choice is what? The pencil night committee or the Nadler committee?
Nadler.
You can go in front of Nadler. Maybe you'll get to race him to the microphone.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we're off to a great This Is About Nothing show.
Aren't we? I called the show To Trump or Not To Trump. What exactly is the title of all of this? And like the list he gave us, it's like kind of To Trump or Not To Trump. Let's do that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But Dr. Lyle has actual credentials. He's a private sector intelligence and threat assessment specialist. Now wrap your mind around that, huh?
When I'm not working for Pat Pay Machine.
Not doing faux appearances on fake tractors. And you've actually roped in the members of the Arizona State Legislature giving them briefings. So, you know, it's amazing we don't hear more about them in the news, considering the help they're getting. And
Lyle's going to hear a lot less from them if he keeps it up. I'm not sure they'll have him back.
before they found out he hangs out with us, his briefings and consultations expanded to include elected and law enforcement officials. Across the nation, we've taken the whole country down. He writes political commentary for the Prescott, Arizona e-news, and actually we posted one of those online here today, and he's also the author of Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven, and that's on Amazon Kindle. We got the link on there for you. So
I don't have to pay like $2 for this address.
No, that's just shameless promotion.
Yeah, no, first one's free.
Okay.
Free promotion, I should say.
Because that's all I get is $2 for doing this show, you know, and I just didn't know if I.
Well, that's why that heart surgery has got to be like $360 or whatever that was, you said. We haven't gotten the bill yet from UC Davis, so we'll let you know how close you are. Although the doctor was like 25, he was really young.
I'm telling you, Bill, you could have come on over here, a little Elmer's glue, maybe if it was really difficult, Gorilla glue and duct tape. We would have been good to go in about 5 minutes. And
I probably would have took you up on that because my doctor kind of looked like Dickie Hauser. He looked like he could have been all of about 20. And I'm like, hey, how many of these have you done? And then it kind of drifted off a little bit. So I guess he was good.
Yeah, he was really young. He was a smart guy. He was very, very engaging. And you know your doctor's actually paying attention. I ran into him in the parking garage, and he's all, oh, hey, how you doing? Bill's looking fine. I'm like, well, how'd you remember me? That was yesterday. Didn't you mess around with some other people between yesterday and today?
He kind of talked like the good doctor. I haven't done many of these. Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a damn lie.
Oh, gosh.
No, but if he did, I would have felt better because that guy always figures everything out. But he always finds things that you didn't know you had, so I'd just as soon not have him.
Oh, I think our Ukrainian listeners just turned the channel.
They did. They only listen on Wednesdays, so we're not going to know if they like it or not until later in the week. It's a lot of listenership on Wednesdays to this program. I don't really, I don't know what that means. I'm sure it means something. Oh, all right. So Ashley's given me the high sign, so we should probably take a quick break and then come back and find out about To Trump or Not To Trump, courtesy of Dr. Lyle. There really is a very comprehensive list on a serious note. Interesting points to think about prior to 2020. And your note on here, Lyle, is especially to my friends on the fence, like moderate Democrats, libertarians, and independents, and also the never-Trump Republicans, and those of thinking about walking away from the Democratic Party. Actually, to those people, I would just put a little caveat in there, run, don't walk, but anyway.
To the nearest exit.
Nearest exit, but that's just a thought. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Messing around. Ashley's in there waving her arms madly. Put your headphones on.
Banging on the glass.
We're starting. Sorry, Ashley. I could give you heart problems, too. Everybody's like, oh, that's what's wrong with Bill. It's her.
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, yeah. No newsflash there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Lyle, on a serious note, like that'll last, where would you like to start this little adventure?
Well, if it's okay with you, many years ago, I don't know how many, you'll remember one of our first interviews was dealing with border crises and border issues and all the illegal. Excuse me?
Yeah, true story. That's right. We almost always remember, talk about border stuff with you.
Right. And we started with that because there was such crises. And I'd like to, if it's okay with you, just go over something real quickly. Mr. Trump ran on making America great again, securing our borders, securing our sanctuary as a nation. And, of course, almost everybody blew him off and said, yeah, whatever. But he has proven that. He has consistently accomplished that which he set out to do. And no, this is not a paid political announcement. I'm not on his payroll or anything. But take a look at the facts. Take a look. Forget the emotionalism and the political garbage that comes out of D.C. and just take a look at the facts. Well, just the other day, he went ahead and announced through DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that they were going to redeploy, I think it's 100, maybe 125, specially trained border agents. It'd be like the Border Patrol SWAT team, equivalent to a law enforcement SWAT team. Border Patrol is law enforcement, by the way. But it's called BORTAC, B-O-R-T-A-C. And he was going to redeploy about 100, 125 of these specially trained agents from the border into sanctuary cities, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Houston, Boston, New Orleans, Detroit, Newark. Each of those cities I just named, the common denominator there is that they're sanctuary cities and they're all run by Democrats. And so what has happened all along for under Bush, under Obama, and then Mr. Trump has come in to cease and desist this abhorrent political game is to stop the hiding out of illegals in those sanctuary cities. But even more so, and what this BORTAC unit is going to be doing is helping local law enforcement, where possible, or local border patrol to recapture illegals who are wanted on criminal escape charges. And that can be everywhere from murder to mayhem to rape to et cetera, et cetera. The sanctuary cities run by these Democrats have really gotten out of control. And not only do they house the illegals, but they house illegals who are, that's illegal, but also who have committed other crimes up to and including murder. In California, your state, they've now passed a law and policy, both policy by executive orders and then law to release people from prisons or jails, excuse me, strike that, from jails and not hold them even if they're being held for murder. And so what we have are illegals who are being released back into the community, if they're even caught in the first place, or illegals who have crossed the border illegally and have perpetrated other crimes while they're in the United States. Well, now what the president has done is signed orders to have this special unit go in and begin to round these people up. And it is creating just a firestorm, as you can imagine, with the Democrat mayors and Democrat governors.
I was listening to it last night. I had an event up in MacArthur. A little shout out to the cattlemen who always have steak. We love their events. God bless them. And we got to rip on chicken. You know, I got to tell them my favorite line. You know, the reason we don't eat chicken is because that's why we call it fowl. And they thought that was funny.
Yeah,
and
that doggy bag you brought me was really good too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No doggy bag. But you know, it was interesting as I was going up and back. I was listening to like MSNBC and. CNN and progressive radio. If you have satellite and you're not listening to the progressive channel, you're missing the best comedy out there, actually. But they were all whining about the Border Patrol guys. They're going to, because we're cruel. That's the word they like. Everybody is very cruel. So I guess keeping criminals off the street somehow is a bad thing.
So we've gone from being racist to now cruel.
Yeah, we're cruel. All three cruel. Channels. Every time I flipped around, yeah.
I mean, that's the buzzword now.
It's cruel is like the new thing, and it was like
they all came up with it at the same time. That was so bizarre.
No, it's almost like there's some kind of weird Kool Aid or something
they all got the memo.
Yeah, they did too.
They said, of course, you know, we have to, we have to support things like that because Republicans are all about racism and misogyny. And I don't know what's wrong with making fun of women, but, you know, sometimes there's funny stuff out there. But
I didn't say that.
And notice how Bill and I became very quiet.
Yeah. I was trying to help you guys.
Yeah.
Don't let them browbeat you. It's wrong.
That, Aaron. Bill and I have been around. We're smarter than that. We're not taking that bit.
That was a little test. They're pitching to everybody that they're going to go after. The funny part is they neglected to mention that these people were the ones coming out of jail. I mean, they made it sound like they were lurking by the public bathrooms at the city park. Not that that's probably a bad idea either.
Well, they are. You know, you do have, not only have they crossed our boundaries as our sovereign nation, which the Democrats, the Socialist Democrats, no longer wish. The Constitution is only mouthed or spoken of when it seems somewhat appropriate. Otherwise, it's a living, breathing document that's fluid and it changes depending on the month and the issue. Right. That's not how our forefathers established our nation nor our Constitution. But the Socialist Democrats, they don't believe in the Constitution. They really don't. That's not my opinion. For those of you who are going to write in and go, well, that's an opinion. No, look at the facts. Just look at what they speak and how they speak and what they're up, what they're doing in Congress. They don't believe in the Constitution except if it appropriately is the right thing to say at that right time in front of those cameras. You take a look at the sanctuary cities. They're allowing illegals to stay there. That's one thing. But they're allowing, like I said before, illegals who have committed crimes to be housed there and to escape detection. And what Mr. Trump has done is said enough. I thought it was interesting that I think it was Thursday of last week. I think it was Thursday of last week. Governor Cuomo of New York went to the White House to argue that he wanted Mr. Trump to not lay sanctions on the residents of his state. He wanted no penalties and just come on, let's just all come together and have a kumbaya moment. Because what Cuomo did is he enacted a policy called the Green Light Law. And what that does is it gives illegal aliens driver's licenses and prohibits federal officials like Border Patrol, FBI, and all that from accessing motor vehicle registrations, motor vehicle records, and all of that to look at the locations of these people and other data that law enforcement uses. So he's enacted that. And what that also did by doing that is he went ahead and rescinded the ability of states' citizens, that's everybody in New York, to participate in the global entry program. So now basically what happens is it allows travelers coming into America, be it illegal, legal, whatever, by submarine, whatever, they can bypass all the lines at the border check-ins and just go ahead and come in free. And that is, again, it goes against Department of Homeland Security and our Constitution, our sanctuary, and all of that. But they can freely then get benefits. Whatever they may be, housing, medical, et cetera, Social Security, all the rest of the stuff. So Mr. Trump, being faithful to his word, has gone ahead and said, no, we're going to start rounding up right now those illegals that are here but are criminals. So, again, I'm being repetitive, but those that have come in illegally but have committed crimes while they're in the United States illegally, he's rounding them up, and that's what the BORTAC unit is. And I just wanted to lead off by that because I'm just so excited that Mr. Trump's being consistent and that he is doing what governors and mayors who swore to protect and uphold the Constitution and the safety of their citizens refuse to do.
Well, I've never understood how they got to just decide that they were going to, you know, force other people to not, you know, to not recognize laws.
Well, and coming in illegally, I'm sorry, but you're automatically a criminal, aren't you? I mean, aren't you basically saying that that's not a crime now if you're not eligible to be?
We don't talk about illegal entry. We don't discuss illegal crossing the border.
Right.
The word illegal is dropped. We now have people crossing the border to move into America because they want to better their life.
Well, they're now undocumented Americans.
That's right. They're undocumented Americans, but they're entitled to all the freebies and all the benefits that we Americans who have been paying taxes all along have to maintain so they can get them for free. It's just part of the Democrat game plan to boost their numbers, which I think is also interesting, and maybe something you want to talk about in the next segment, is blacks, Mexicans, Spanish-speaking, all these quote-unquote historically minority groups, which have been held down by a Socialist Democrat Party, are now seeing the light. They're moving over to the Republican side because Mr. Trump has gone ahead and increased their pays. He's increased their employment status. Their unemployment status has gone down. He's doing that which the Democrats said they would do since Lyndon Johnson.
Well, it was interesting because when Bill was down there at UC Davis, we had some, of course, political conversations with the nurses, and the one lady was from Brazil.
Yeah.
And she was solidly on board with all the new immigration crackdown stuff.
Was not happy about.
She said, I had to wait. I had to file a bunch of paperwork. I had to get an attorney. I had to pay a bunch of money. And these other guys think they can just march in, not work. She was really mad about the not working, I think, more than anything.
Right.
Even if you said, okay, we're going to give everybody amnesty, she was like, she would have been a big fan of, but they have to work. Can't be eligible for social programs.
No freeloaders.
No. Well, the other thing, we've talked about this over the years since I've been on the show, and I know I've brought on other subject matter specialists and all of us, Bill, you, Aaron, and myself, and whomever I may have brought on. We've discussed this topic from different perspectives, but all with the idea that what's happened here is the United States was to collapse into the global community, and we were not to have borders. We were not to have the enforcement of our nationality. We were to blend in with the world government, world community. And Mr. Trump has stopped that. And both Republican presidents and Democrats, Republicans and Democrats have pushed that global community since Mr. Reagan. Since President Reagan, George Bush, then Clinton, then Bush again. and Obama have all pushed for a global community. So,
well, they
Mr.
wanted
Trump
to be just like Europe, and you know, we could be just like Europe and the European Union, and now even European countries are getting out of the European Union. So,
exactly, well,
kind of interesting. If you wait long enough, you know, you won't have to do it at all.
Not working.
No, it isn't working.
These people don't, they have no intention of assimilating. They have no intention of becoming Americans. They want all the American benefits, but they have no intention. None. Zero.
But the funny part is the greatest benefit of being here is being American, and that's the one thing they don't like. It's like, you guys have kind of missed the point. I've got to take a really quick break, and then we will come right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Verpacki. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
I was at the immigration scene, shining and feeling clean. Could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. He said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and break? I can stay another day. Let me in, immigration man, I won't tow your line today. Can't see it anyway.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Bill's watching a little NASCAR on his tablet over there.
So I am not.
Yes, he is. He's watching NASCAR.
I'm finally focused on the show at all times.
Laser focused, I think. Finally makes it sound like, you know, finally. Not like
Fine.
Not like finally. All right. Sorry, Lyle. Got distracted again.
Oh, that's all right. I was taking a nap. What'd you say?
You were watching NASCAR too, weren't you? You're all Charlie Daniels. What goes better with NASCAR than Charlie Daniels? Nothing.
No, I stayed awake for him. I stayed awake for Charlie.
Exactly. Well, you know, honestly, people aren't, you know, most people aren't buying all this. And it's interesting to me because we've had our local Republican headquarters has been open for the last 5 weeks or something. You'd think I would remember since I've been coordinating the volunteers. It seems like it's been open for a year. But we have a bunch of Trump gear. And so T-shirts, hats, you know, that kind of stuff. If you happen to live in Reading, it'll be open until the primary. It's at 280 Hartnell. And then after that, we'll stow the gear and bring it back for the general election. But, you know, hats, shirts, all that stuff. And we've had a lot of people come in that are like, yeah, that's it. I'm sick of being bullied. I'm going to get this bright red sweatshirt and wear it to the grocery store. So, I don't know. I think it's having an adverse effect.
I think you're right, Aaron. I think people, it's been a slow process, and for some of us who've been on the forefront, and I don't mean that pretentiously, you, Bill, other shows, other individuals, many of my colleagues and associates across the nation, it's been frustrating and sometimes a little nerve-wracking because we were watching the ship of state hit the iceberg, and nobody sounded any alarms, or very, very few. And if they did sound them, even fewer listened to the alarms. And then Mr. Trump came along and made statements that nobody believed. Now, he had a core, don't get me wrong, but the majority of people didn't believe it. And yet, against all odds, which is one of the articles I wrote for Prescott E! News, which is a platform. I guess that's a shameless plug, but I didn't mean it that way.
We like shameless plugs. I mean, anywhere people can get good information.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking when I was saying. Then I went, "Oops, wait a minute." but I wrote an article. I write every week for Prescott E! News. There we go again. But one of the things I was talking about
on Prescott E! News,
this article. Say again.
On Prescott E! News.
On Prescott E! News, yes. You can go to PrescottENews.com. It's in Prescott, Arizona, Prescott E! News. the impeachment of the president these last nearly 3 years, I mean, there was investigations. It was all a front. There was no real thinking that they would impeach him. There may have been a moment or two, they thought, but the whole thing was a front. It was a setup, and the whole genesis was to neuter and to severely limit Mr. Trump from having a successful second term and to screw things up in the remainder of the first term. The Socialist Democrat Party, and they are socialists. In fact, that's part of what they're having their infighting right now, because Bernie Sanders is out front. He's a communist.
But what is frightening is people aren't afraid of that. People are actually going along with it.
Well, because they think they think we're going to do socialism here different than it's ever been done in the rest of the world. And the only reason that millions of people died at the hands of those regimes over the years is because they just did it wrong.
They did it wrong.
We're just going to make
it
better.
They just weren't good people to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are right. And it's concerning, especially among all the younger generations who have not been taught American history in our schools for the last 30 years, easily 30 years. And they have not been taught about the founding of this nation and why we are exceptional. That doesn't mean we're better necessarily or without fault. America has faults, but we are an exceptional nation because of the way we were formed and the way we were intended to be governed. And we have lost that. Mr. Trump has fought the administrations and the politics and the swamp people who have all inbred D.C. for the last 30-plus years. And he's come in and is in the process of restoring this nation to its foundations. And you can read about it in the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, all that, which they don't want you to read. The Socialist Democrats do not want you to read. Because if you read it, you'll see very clearly that what this nation was founded on is 180 degrees opposite of what these people are out promoting. And I thought it was interesting. They're having such problems, and you all know this, with AOC and her few little minions in Congress who are absolutely anti-American, but they're serving as congressmen. They're pro-Islam, and they're radical Islam, and they're pro-ISIS, and they're pro-communism. And they're serving in the Congress of the United States.
I know. And that's amazing.
And it's not my opinion, Bill. I mean, you know this. I mean, they say it. They're out on TV saying this, these Congress people. And Pelosi and a couple of her leadership people are petrified at the bluntness of what basically they've raised, which is the AOCs of this world. And they've raised them up. They've groomed them for the last 20, 30 years.
Well, they held them up as icons. Worse yet.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is the new face of the party. And then all of a sudden, oh, surprise, you know, we're un-American. It's like, oh, whoops.
Exactly, Aaron. And they don't like what's being said. Mm-hmm. Well, too late. You raised them up. You know,
yep, they put the spotlight squarely on
philosophy.
Them. But see, that goes along with like your list that you put out, like the talking points prior to 2020. And the first one, you know, women are upset at Trump's naughty words. They also bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. I read that. I'm all, we got to get Dr. Lyle on. Oh, hold on. Let me read the rest of them.
You read 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, I did, right there, right on the page, right there.
Oh.
That's my...
Bill,
my, I'm blushing.
It was when you were... Yeah, Bill, it was when you were under.
Yeah. I wonder I had a heart attack.
But we still don't know if titanium chromium is magnetic or not. We don't know if he needs to have the other half of his name tag or if it'll just stick to his chest.
I always thought you were kind of looking at me a little different lately. I didn't quite get it.
Can you imagine? I mean, in all seriousness, I don't know what's in that book, but I remember the Tea Party back when that first came out. I remember that Barnes & Noble here in town had it right in front, and it was right next to the, like, books for young teens. And so you had these 12- and 13-year-old kids reading this 50 Shades of Grey book, which no one really knew enough about except they knew it was kind of nasty. And so people were just outraged. You know, what is this doing right inside the front door? And the Barnes & Noble people basically patted him on the head and said, oh, you know, you're old and out of step, and, you know, buzz off. This is our marketing plan.
Right.
And so then basically dozens and dozens and dozens, I don't think I would be remiss to say over 100 people went in and harangued him about it. And 50 Shades of Grey wound up in the back corner, literally in the farthest back corner of the building. But that doesn't happen anymore now. It's like, I don't know. It's pretty common. And yet,
oh, they drop F-bombs on TV now on regular network television.
You know, Trump says BS and everybody, that can't happen.
Unpresidential.
Yeah, I don't know. Not buying it. And then your second one here, not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. No kidding. You know, your women's rights are only women's rights if you're a liberal. And if you're a conservative woman, well, you're horrible and we need to, you know, trash you.
That's right.
Look at that. It killed the show. Boom.
Everybody's
women again.
50 Shades of Gray, and they're going, oh, maybe
50
I need
Shades
to
of Gray and women, and
that.
All the men went mute.
So Bernie Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, and the rest are all purporting socialism, basically communism. And yet, one of the bullet points I wrote in that commentary was 60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Today, they're 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation.
Yeah.
In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by democratic socialism. So what you guys said, I think, was really profound, and I think I'll borrow that and use it in my next article or commentary, and that is socialism is what they're pushing. Communism, actually, it's not. Let's cut to the chase. But they think they can do it better because, after all, we're Americans, and so we can do it better.
Yeah, but if we just did it the right way, it wouldn't actually be bad.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and reinvent our democratic republic, and we're going to make it a communistic nation. But we're going to do it more better. We're going to be more better.
Exactly. Well, because if we did that, it would. You know, everybody would be happier. It blows my mind. I don't know. I don't know how they think that's ever going to work out. So we've got to take a really quick break here, and so we're going to hear a little ditty from Billy Joel.
Oh,
stalling for time.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. I like all his songs. Bill's like, how much Billy Joel are we going to play today? I'm like, I don't know, probably a lot. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
She's a man eater. Oh, here she comes.
There you go, Lyle.
I love it. I love it. I'm sitting here rocking out.
We did this great show about bad women one time, and so we this whole song selection for bad women. That was kind of a fun show.
Okay, you know Bill and I are still not going to comment on that.
She's really trying hard, but not even coming close to.
More. No, I tell you, not at all, Bill.
Nope.
You got to do, yeah.
Trained professional.
We're smarter than that.
But it's true. A lot of this idiocy is being pushed by these stupid women. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, we've been married. We know that. Yeah. No, we're not biting it. No. Hey, if I could, though. we know this trick. We know. Do I look fat in this outfit?
Yeah, right.
But it's I don't. Is it on your list here? You know, how can Harvey Weinstein not be a problem? But, you know, Donald Trump is a misogynist, sexist, you know, on and on and on. And you're like,
Epstein was okay.
Epstein was okay.
Yeah, Clinton's okay. Everybody's screwing around is okay. But
that's not my way.
Hey, there's two things, if you don't mind, on bullet points before Aaron continues on with her male bashing.
Yeah, definitely don't try that at home.
Well, it's woman bashing, Lyle. Come on, at least get the gender right. There's only two.
No. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, because that's what she thinks it is, and she sets it up that way. But it's really, we take the bait and then watch how quickly it's bashing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fish on.
I've ruined my reputation as a staff misogynist.
move on to the next pool. Move on to there. This one's not playing.
Swim, boy, swim.
Two of my other bullet points, but it's along the lines of what we were discussing prior to the break, is the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. That's Margaret Thatcher said that.
Okay, she's a smart woman. We'll give her points for
that. And what President Trump said is, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in their way. That is a profound statement.
That's actually really true.
Yeah, the Socialist Democrats and the globalists really detest America. They detest America. And anyone who stands up for the United States of America unabashedly stands. They detest. They don't disagree. They detest. They vehemently hate Americanism. And so Mr. Trump has gone ahead and declared he wants to make America great. And he's moving in that direction to restore sanity to a government that's gotten out of control and has began to border on socialism, where it ran everything. And they detest him. That's true. And they're doing everything they can to remove him. In fact, they're bringing up new charges. I don't know if you all know this. They're bringing up new charges on him next week. I may be off on this, so I apologize.
What's this about?
Well, it's going to be dealing with obstruction of justice again, and then they're looking at I'm not making this up. So it'll be next week or the week after they're looking at bringing new charges against him, which may lead to another round of impeachment. I'm not making this up. This is what they're actively discussing.
I guess we all knew though. I don't know why I'm surprised. I'm not surprised.
When they go after him, Mr. Trump clearly stated, they're coming after me, but make no mistake, I'm paraphrasing, they're really coming after you, and I'm just in the way. I think the American people, which are very forgiving people, America by nature is very slow to use its power. Sometimes I wish it was quicker, and I'm not a warmonger, but I sometimes wish if we'd gotten involved in some things sooner, and if we made the decision to end it, not prolong it. I think some things would be better, but that's in my own little bubble, my little world. But Americans, by nature, are very slow to anger. We're very forgiving, and
that's only the conservative side of Americans, because I got to tell you,
I
take quite a few phone calls from the left, and you know, it goes from you're not listening to things I can't say on the radio.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, no, I agree with you, Aaron. I think that the liberals are very quick to voice their anger and but at people or groups that don't agree with them. But all in all, Americans are slow to anger. They're slow to draw the sword, if you will, symbolically. And I think we're at a point now, I'm praying we are, that this next election, the Socialist Democrats, the basic Communist Democrat Party, is about to face some reality. And I pray it happens. I pray it's overwhelming. I do. Because they are a godless group. They hate America. They're using America as it was founded and brought forward to launch their own form of their political platforms that has nothing to do with our Constitution, our Declaration, etc. And I pray that it's crushed. I pray that it really is shown for what it is, and Americans wake up.
I think you're right. I think if they do go for another round of impeachment, I think that's going to be the death nail for them. I think people are going to just throw up their hands and say they're done. There's no more Democratic Party at that point. But what kind of frightens me a little bit is you have this Bernie factor, and there is a faction within that group that will burn it down. I mean,
yeah, they're the hardcore anarchists.
They're the hardcore socialists that aren't going to give up without a fight. And I think it'll get bloody with that group. I'm not too worried about the rest of them, but Bernie's crowd can be a little on the crazy side.
Let me read something from another one of my commentaries in the Prescott E! News. Did I mention this is a commentary?
Is it from the Prescott E! News?
Oh, okay.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, this is a commentary for the Prescott E! News. It was
finally. I wondered when we were going to get back to that.
Well, since I don't get much except $1.85 from you guys for appearing on the show,
yeah, we've got to fluff the pillows. Absolutely.
Well, I've got to do some to put gas in the car. On January 19th, that wasn't too long ago. On January 19th, in the Prescott E! News, I wrote, we are being pushed by former 1960s radical anti-establishment, anti-America activists who remain rage-filled, angry, bitter, pro-socialism, statists with mammoth government, unbridled power, and their younger underlings who have been dumbed down by an educational system no longer preparing students to assume responsible positions in society or have any idea of the history and meaning of this exceptional nation. Both the older and younger socialists want to see America bowed, even broken, and they no longer want the Constitution as the law of the land unless they can convince all around them and beyond that document is really outdated and should be used only as a guide. Chip away at the Constitution until this once guiding foundational document is merely an idea, a fluid set of suggestions. So, Bill, that corresponds with what you were just saying
on.
And what we're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what a waste. I mean, really, what a waste, because the stuff, well, you look at it, these guys are all about all this identity politics and all this stuff, and all it does is come back and bite them. You know, now their own campaigns are devouring themselves because everybody's not, I don't know, gender, you know, nice enough and all that other stuff.
Well,
so now they're all after each other.
Yeah.
So they've promoted things that are destroying them, kind of like, I don't know, like Nancy Pelosi and her little squad. They're coming back and
that's exactly what will happen on a much larger. Yeah, it'll happen on a much larger scale if they ever did get in power. I think they would make some major changes in our institution, and some
of
that you can't
get rid of ICE and
you can't come back from that. What do they say? Socialism is easy to vote in, but you got to shoot your way out. It's about the truth.
One of the other articles, and I won't play on this now, but you guys have been gracious enough to me. But in another commentary I wrote from the Prescott E! News, right? I won't belabor that point.
Hey, how about this? Let's do it when we come right back.
Okay. All right.
We'll take a hard news break here with another fun song, Old Devil Woman, for you. So you're listening to We the People with Dr. Lyle Rapacki as our guest at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back. afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. I just disconnected our guest, so we will be calling him back right away. A little chaotic beginning to the second hour here. Are you waiting?
Yeah.
My name is Aaron Ryan.
Thank you very much. My name is Bill Cundiff, and I'm struggling to maintain some semblance of order here. Our sponsor this hour is Pappy Machinery. Pappy Machinery is our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer that handles everything you can imagine when it comes to turf and compact ag equipment. So if you got a small ranch or just a big yard you need to take care of, go by and see them. They've got it all. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in downtown Shasta Lake. And starting next week, they're going to be the new steel dealer in town, and they're going to carry all the steel products. So it's going to be a huge inventory. They're going to be laying it in, I think, Monday, they said. So they'll be up and running with that probably by midweek. And so if you need a chainsaw, if you need a string trimmer, a power washer, you name it.
What else?
If steel makes it, they'll have it. There, how's that? So go by and see them. Their phone number is 226-9226, or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Hey, and all goofing off aside, it's kind of time to start planning your generator fund.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you live in California, as it warms up, you're going to need a generator because PG&E is going to shut your power off. So
we're going to have a breeze tomorrow at 4:20.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
and I'm not kidding you, at 4:20, there is a breeze.
Yeah,
it's
there's
very
a breeze.
Weird.
But yeah, go by and see them. They're a big Honda generator dealer, and they have lots of product in stock on that as well. So there you go.
There you have it.
Yep.
So I was talking to our guest, Dr. Lyle, on the break, and then I kind of forgot how the phone worked out there, and so I pushed his line number and then hung up. It's like, ooh, there's a hold button.
Sorry, Lyle.
Why don't you admit to all my friends in the Ukraine that you cut me off?
I totally did. Yeah. I completely. I was all okay. We're back on now. Click. Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Wow. I guess what I'm saying is not that all important.
You know, you're just on the wrong. You need to have access to the buttons. Actually, this is a lesson to be learned.
That's one box I didn't check when I was checking her qualifications. It was her phone skills.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right.
Where do you want to go now? Where do you guys want to go now?
It's really kind of funny, though, because on your list, I just happened to glance at it, and it says, I wake up every day, and I'm grateful that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States. That's a good place to start. It's kind of near the bottom, but...
No, but you want to know something? Here's a flash.
Okay.
She is active. She and or her representatives are actively negotiating with Bloomberg to run as vice president with him.
Oh, my God. Does he realize what kind of danger he's putting himself in by doing that?
I mean, it's like Hotel California. You can get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah, but he could end up having a heart attack or, you know, hit by a car or who knows.
Bad day on a park bench.
Yeah, bad day on a park bench.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's true. That's a true statement. She did, her representatives were also talking to Bernie Sanders, but that's just to cover your base.
Yeah.
Because Bernie's leading right now in New Hampshire. Sure, against Biden, and then also going down to Carolina, he's doing fairly well against Biden. So
like
that, has
like
really
that gives him bragging rights.
Well, yeah, it throws them all in a tizzy. They're just in a big tizzy in the Democrat Party because they got communists and wackadoos leading the charge. And
well, they may not make it to the convention if they, you know, pull a fast one on Bernie again. They may, everybody's going to have Secret Service protection at that
can
point.
Can we just take a moment and talk about Joe with the golden hair on his legs? Can we include that?
Yeah.
Ashley's giving me a look. Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he actually was speaking to a group of people. And he told him when he was a lifeguard in this inner city neighborhood, he had golden hair on his legs, and little kids used to like to rub it.
Yeah, like, but he likes little kids.
All righty.
That was right before he got in a beef with Corn Pop.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, how'd you like to be on his staff? You'd spend your whole day just drinking Maalox. Oh.
Goodness, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to, he'll implode. I would think. But, yeah, the Hillary factor is not good. Do you think that's real?
Which one?
The Hillary thing?
Yeah, I think they're exploring it. Hillary is beside herself. She's obsessed with having lost when it was a done deal. If you remember the last 5 or 7 days of the campaign, she didn't campaign at all. It was in the bag. It was a cinch. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the other reasons is because of her medical conditions, which nobody talks about anymore. But it was a done deal. Why campaign? The whole thing. New York brokers were in favor of her. Big business was in favor of her. The media was in her tank with her. I mean, it just goes on. The list goes on and on and on. And so it was a done deal. Let's start speaking. Which they did. They started picking a couple of members of the Supreme Court. They started picking their cabinet. This is all fact. This is not opinion. And then when Trump took the lead late that night on election night, they were stunned. They were stunned.
It was a great moment.
And then when he won the Electoral College, Hillary couldn't even come forward. She, from all sorts of reports inside of her camp, lost it physically, emotionally, and otherwise. And it took many hours for her to finally concede and say, okay. It was such a shock. It was just a shock. Well, here we are 3 years, if you will, 3 years and a couple of months later, and they're still shocked. And so I do, from reports that I've gotten, that suggest that she is exploring those options with Bloomberg and even Bernie Sanders. I tend to believe them because it is an exploration at this time. And I imagine what happens in the next 3 or 4 states in the primaries will make a huge difference as to what could come out of that. I think Biden is done. The handwriting's on the wall and it's over with. Elizabeth Warren is in serious trouble, which she is anyway. And so now it comes
on so
down
many
to,
levels.
Well, who's it come down to?
Oh, I think your nomination is going to be Bloomberg. I think when it's all washes out and they have a brokered convention, Bloomberg's going to walk away with it, and Bernie's crowd is going to burn the convention center down, probably. But no, I think Bloomberg will be the guy, and he'll have bought it.
Well, they may. Okay, if we go that route, Bill, we put Bloomberg in, you put Hillary in as vice president, you put Sanders out of the Senate, put him in as something, maybe they'll keep their factions together, but it's pretty iffy because there's such rancor in the Democrat Party.
Right.
The Socialist Democrats have come of age. They were incubating, if you will, over the Obama years, all 8 years there. But they came of age. They now believe this is their time to push their communist manifesto forward. They're tilting the Democrat Party in general and the Congress into a socialist Democrat Party, a basic communist party that they don't want to admit, but is happening in front of them. And they don't know how to rein this in. And so they're going to have some terribly self-destructive problems, which they've already are facing, that have now become public. While we may delight in that because it's fun to watch them implode, I think the fallout is still very serious because the powers that be behind the scenes are still manipulating and pulling the strings. I do not see Sanders coming out of this at all as a winner. Not at all.
No, I don't. I don't either.
And I think the handwriting is already beginning to emerge. I think Biden is not going to come out of this thing at all. His day and time is over with many years ago. And so what does that leave them? And I think the power brokers, and Hillary is one of the power brokers, are calling the shots to rearrange the deck in a sinking ship anyway. I believe Mr. Trump will be reelected resoundingly. But what I believe the Democrat Party is doing and focusing on, and I've discussed this with elected officials in different terms than what we're talking about here, is they've gone after 6 states. Arizona's one of them. Oklahoma's another. Texas is another. Florida, North Carolina, and Alabama and Michigan. Seven states, six plus Arizona. And they've gone after those states with tremendous amounts of money. Here in Arizona, just in the marijuana industry, just the marijuana brokerage or cartel or industry, okay, just stick there for a minute. They've pumped $100 million into Arizona. Just the marijuana section. We're not talking about lesbian, gay, bisexual. We're not talking red for Ed. We're not talking about the red flags. We're not talking about any of these other host of issues that are all socialist-minded. We're talking just the marijuana, legalized cannabis in every form so five-year-olds can have it. I'm not making this up. They're already running TV ads for this.
Are they identifying themselves as the marijuana coalition when they run those ads, or is it kind of secret pack?
Absolutely.
Oh, they are.
No. They're very blunt. They're very straightforward.
No pun intended.
No, they're very straightforward. $100 million. Just that one slice. Just that one topic. We're not talking about the other 5, 6, 7, 8 topics. Just that one. I'm telling you, there is tremendous amounts of monies that have already been released, with more coming over the next 9 months. To do what? Well, primarily, they believe they're going to lose their Congress. The Dems are going to lose the Congress. They know they're not going to win the White House. So what they're hoping to do is they're putting all their eggs in one basket, and that is to flip five, maybe six, but five states so they can pick up U.S. Senate seats that become Democrat, and with a couple of the rhinos like Mitt Romney and others.
So are we still calling him a rhino? I thought he had created a new species.
He's a
piece of work.
He needs his own special lane.
All right, we got to take a break.
We have a small break here where we can decide what lane he's in. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rebecca. You're listening to We the People, and you can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
She said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device." And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door.
In a pipe, and you can twist it in a stem. You can bake it in some brownies, smoke it through a bong, roll up a great big fat one like old Cheech and Chong. Burn it through a hole in a can of Budweiser. If you can't take the heat, son, vaporize it at all. Wacky tobacco, when you feel it creeping up on you.
That's a new Arizona State song, I think. Well, soon to be.
I've been working a little Toby Keith, kind of the NASCAR shout out, a little.
Oh my gosh.
I had so many choices because we've done a bunch of shows on pot. And so I have an entire section.
You have What'd you say? You had many shows that went to pot?
Yeah, we did.
Same thing.
Yeah, because they're...
That was good, Bill. Bill, we got her back. We got her back.
Yeah. Same thing, dude.
Yeah.
Far out, man.
We have a whole section. You know, it's funny. You start doing a little research on songs about drugs. It's like, wow, there are a lot. So I guess you'll need them all. I'll send a little file over to you so you can play those on your e-news. You can have little links.
So
your Prescott e-news. I'm sure they'll love that. It's this Lyle guy. I got all these links to these dope songs. What's up with that?
We were talking before the break about Hillary Clinton, and it's just being announced right now in the New York Post that Michael Bloomberg is adding a top Clinton ally to his 2020 campaign. It's just being announced right now that making her his running mate.
Did we
Patricia
pause that?
Marshall is joining the former New York City mayor's presidential campaign. She is a high-level Clinton advisor, and she is now signed on to be a conduit with Clinton and Bloomberg.
Wow.
It's happening. It's coming out in the New York Post right now.
Things you can't explain. Yeah,
choice do they have? They've got nobody.
But like you
right
have a whole
now.
You have a
they
whole list of things.
They got to regurgitate somebody up there.
That can't be explained. Like no border walls. They don't want border walls. They don't want voter ID laws. They want all the illegal aliens to come in, except, they were against foreign interference in the elections, but they want non-citizens to vote in the elections. How does that work?
I don't know, but reading this release, it's not clear. I'm reading off the New York Post. It's not immediately clear what position Marshall will take in the Bloomberg campaign, which now boasts more than 2,100 staffers. But a Democrat source told Page Six, Capricia Marshall,
he'll be the head of the hit team.
Yeah, is one of the very top people in Hillary's immediate inner circle. She is, it's still coming out about it. She is far more than a campaign person, far more than a political aide, and is a very respected insider to the Obama circle.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel
better. Yeah, so Capricia can build greener now. So anyway, it's so timely, and thanks for letting me read that, because it's coming out right now, and it was timely what we were all talking about just before the break about Hillary and Bloomberg, and now this is being released by the New York Post. So
it's ridiculous.
Wow. I mean, that really tells you a lot about the party. I mean, when they, you know, they have to reach way down there and pull somebody up and try to, you know, save something. Do you think in light of what we've seen in the last 3 years, the GOP has a chance to get the House back?
Yes, I do. I think it's, I don't think it's a lay down and rest campaign.
No,
I think
no.
You're going to have to. But I think, yes, I do, Bill. My concern is actually the keeping of the United States Senate. I know here again in Arizona, Mark Kelly, who's they're touting as this American hero. He's a former astronaut, which is big stuff. I mean, not very many astronauts are around. Former U.S. Navy pilot. Again, that's, you know, congratulations. That's big time stuff. But he's a socialist. He's against the Second Amendment.
I was going to say, he's big time
totally
anti-gun.
He's totally in line with the Socialist Party. That's not my opinion. These are his public statements. I mean, again, one of the nice things that's happened in the last, so maybe year, 2 years, is that the closet socialists have now come out. And I think Bernie Sanders can be applauded for that. He's taken them out of the shadows, brought them on the front stage in full view of everybody, and they're no longer mincing their words. They're coming straight out and acknowledging who they are, what they believe, and it's 180 degrees opposite when our founders established this nation. I'm concerned because Kelly here in Arizona has about $20 million in his campaign chest thus far. And he's running against McSally, who's a McCain acolyte when McCain was alive. she's not a strong Republican at all. She's not a strong conservative. She's not a good campaigner at all, and she doesn't have the monies. So I'm concerned that they could flip Arizona for the first time in this history of this state. We would have two Democrat senators, U.S. senators, and both would be women. Well, no, there'd be a woman and a guy, Mark Kelly, and Sinema. And both of them are acknowledged socialists. Not my opinion. They publicly have come out and said so. And then you take a look at these other states that I've mentioned. If a good couple of them flip and become Democrat, we've got a real problem, because in the Senate, as you guys know, they confirm judges. They confirm any Supreme Court appointees, and I believe there will be two to three more. They confirm all treaties that the president would make. They confirm all his cabinet appointments. So I could see where they could bottleneck up his administration this next 4 years greatly, and nobody's really talking about it.
What about the seated Democrats? Anybody in trouble there that might get replaced?
I say that again, Bill.
The Dems in the Senate. Anybody in trouble there that might get unseated?
Oh, good point. Good point. Not that I'm really aware of. I think this impeachment really has caused many Americans to take a look at what's really taking place. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I'm right on that. Many Democrats were pretty embarrassed by how they went about doing this and the lies that became evident, the twisting that became evident, and literally being told for 3 years or close to 3 years that they had irrefutable evidence, and yet none has come out.
Yeah.
And anybody can make a mistake. I'm very forgiving. People make mistakes.
But not
okay.
for 3 years.
But when you are consistently making the statements that have been made by the Democrat Congress, and then when you were given the platform to produce or shut up, that they didn't produce and they haven't shut up. And it's I think a lot of people have really woken to that. I'm praying they have. Otherwise, we could have some serious problems, because the U.S. Senate, with just a few seats, could flip when you have a Mitt Romney, a Collins from Maine, who's also a rhino, and one or two others. That could be really problematic. And like I just pointed out, the Senate the Senate confirms all of those things that I just mentioned: cabinet positions, judgeships, Supreme Court justices. So it could become a real problem. Yeah.
Well, it's a long way to November,
sobering.
But yeah.
Well, like in California, I mean, we had a million Republicans last election didn't vote. So people are like, how could you guys have voted for Gavin Newsom? It's like, we could have used those million Republicans who decided not to vote because their vote didn't matter. And now we're stuck with Gavin Newsom. So for all those people that are thinking, well, it doesn't matter, I'm just going to stay home. If you think Hillary's a good choice and you're a Bernie fan, you should definitely stay home. Your vote totally doesn't matter. But everybody else, you know, get to the polls, vote early, and vote often. Got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Lyle told me to say that. It was in the notes right here. Oh, we got to take a break right now.
I'll be right back. It's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not, the best I can tell, the world's gone to hell and they're all gonna miss a lot. All the whiskey, Lynchburg, Tennessee just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot. I got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, cause it's all going to pot.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks,
old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
I think we've made that point today.
Yeah,
We brought that home.
Yeah, there's a little crazy out there.
The only
right
people
now
getting any beer are the people at the Daytona 500.
Yeah,
darn it all, we're doing it wrong. So Lyle, we're coming in the home stretch. We're in the fourth quarter, so here towards the end. This is always where the crashes are. Wow. Turn four. So what have we missed? What have we forgotten to bring up? Anybody
never,
we forgot
I
to?
Never, Bill, hammer? I never thought we'd get to this point.
Man, I'll tell you what. We're still rolling. We're coming through the home stretch.
We're skidding in.
This has been a long one, Bill. I may have to up my pay request to do shows like this.
You watch it. I still get three more songs. Don't push me, mister.
Oh, my goodness. I hope my Ukrainian folks are still with us.
They only listen to see who we're gonna make fun of. This is how they're honing their English skills with all our idioms.
Oh, I got it. So we're helping them. I don't know where you guys want to go next. It's your show. I just have to stop by because I was waiting for the bus.
I was looking at your list, and you know they sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone than they sent to defend Benghazi. Back to Hillary again. I'm like, yeah, got a point there.
Yes, they did. Although they did send CNN. That was good.
Mm-hmm. crack coverage.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Right from the beginning at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And then let's see, what do you have on this one? 60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Today, they are 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by, wait for it, democratic socialism.
There you go. Yeah, I heard the other day that the average Venezuelan has lost over 20 pounds. Whew, that's a rough diet plan.
Comes a point where you run out of pets. I mean, I don't know what's left. They're not big cattle ranchers down there, are they? And we all know chicken's foul, so you can't eat that.
Can't do that.
Oh, gosh.
But no, I mean, seriously, they've blown up their whole country. So
yeah, they have.
And oddly enough, when you ask the Bernie guys and, you know, the folks that are the Democratic Socialist people, when they ask them about places like Venezuela, they just, you know, they immediately want to talk about Sweden.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
But Venezuela was one that Bernie held up in the last election as a model of what we could be like. And now he's not saying too much about it.
Now Sweden's now
Sweden.
Big doings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that's...
But, you know, we don't hold them accountable, Bill, Aaron. I agree with you. He did do that. Now it's crickets, you know, your thing.
Yeah.
How come we're not talking about it? How come we're not asking him at these rallies? How come we, the people, are not asking these specific questions? I don't get it.
Well, I think if people are, my guess is that never makes it, into a news segment. You know, that sort of thing never hits the light of day. That's like, scuttle that footage. I don't know. Then you had on here, Russia donated $0 to the Trump campaign, but donated $145 million to the Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but nobody talks about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a covert operation. Trump was behind
Foundation, that. The Clinton Foundation has been drying up. The proceeds are not coming in like they did for all these years. And so I think we're getting on a ticket to be a vice presidential person with Sanders or whomever. Hopefully that will
revitalize it. Yeah, I'm curious to know what their intake is right now compared to what it was when she was actually peddling a little influence there, but she's got no influence now, and I'm wondering how many of them want their money back.
But she's going to tower over little Mike on his box, so...
Tiny Mike.
Tiny Mike.
That's right.
There's hope. Yeah, she might be the big woman on campus.
Yeah, she'd be patting him on the top of the head.
Well, I don't think she would lord over
him around
you
in
guys.
Her purse.
I mean,
no, she would make subtle suggestions, I'm sure, but that's
exactly.
About it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? What a crazy idea. I was listening. I hate to divert into this lane, but it was so...
Here we go.
Wow.
Go ahead.
It was
go
so
ahead.
Wow. I couldn't believe it. I'm listening to Michelangelo Signorelli on the Progressive Network. If you've never heard him, well, you can tune in any time of day or night. That he's pretty much all they run on that channel. That's what, 127 on your Sirius spectrum there. But they were all mad because Pete, what's his face, the former mayor.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, I can't ever get his name right, so yeah, I'm just going to call him Pete, what's his face.
Yeah.
And so good old Pete, what's his face, half the LGBTQ, LMNOP people are all mad at him because he didn't have to struggle like they did. And it's like,
what?
That's exactly, when I was coming down the mountain, it's like, wow, I got to watch out. I don't hit any deer while I'm, you know, enraptured with this scintillating conversation. Yeah, they're all mad. So, you know, they're not going to support him because he hasn't struggled enough. And so it's
that's
like, yeah, so he's out. He's not going to get all their support because they want somebody who's got a little more angst in their history. Like,
well, you know,
are you
something,
kidding me?
Picking up on that theme, Aaron, the other day, Buttigieg was talking about he didn't start out wanting to be gay.
Uh-oh. Well, see, that's the deal breaker.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. He said that because I thought they were born that way.
Hmm. Well, okay, so...
Yeah, that's interesting.
When did he say that? That was recent?
Last week. It was...
That's why they're all mad. That's what they were talking about. They didn't explain what he had, what sin he had committed, but apparently... They said he was never bullied as a child and all this stuff, and it's like... And the other guy in the interview goes, well, do we actually know that? It's like, well, you'll never get asked back again.
Yeah, you're never going to get asked back.
You're out.
Yeah, you're gone.
What were you trying to inject facts into this? That's not how this works. So I don't know. You can't even be gay enough for them. It's like, wow, that is brutal.
No, it's like Joe said, you know, we believe in truth, not facts.
Yeah.
You know, that's important to remember.
So what do they believe in? Science, not facts? The theme is science, not facts. Yeah, you can't. But bottom line is, though, your list was right. Go back and read the list again like your future depends on it, because it does. And actually, I think you're not far off there.
Well, you guys are kind. Thank you.
What's that?
Well, now what do we do for the next 10 minutes? You got any more girl jokes you want Bill and me to dodge?
Oh, I got a million of them. Don't don't tempt me.
Don't tempt her, Lyle. But we could sit there.
There are so many things I don't understand. So many. Like, you know, here's the one. Here's the biggie that we're not allowed to talk about anymore. We'll just go out with this.
Here we go.
Why are you allowed to dress like you're selling something, but then if someone tries to buy it, you're in trouble?
Expand.
Do that again. Say that again.
Why are you allowed to wear clothes? It looks like you're advertising something.
Oh, advertising.
You know? Don't
something.
Advertise things if you're not selling it.
Oh.
And that's, we're not allowed to say that anymore.
No,
some lady told me the other day
territory.
She makes her daughter, you know, dress more conservatively than the other kids because she doesn't want her out there looking like she's selling something that that isn't for sale. And I'm like, wow, where have you been my whole life? We could be best friends. I'm like, you realize we're not allowed to say that anymore? She goes, yeah, I know. But you know what? I'm bringing it back. It's like, you go, smart mom. get rid of those yoga pants. What is up with that? You know, and besides, and while we're at it, there are a lot of women who should stop wearing those. Let's just not put let's not put too fine a point on that.
Pretty much all the men ought to stop wearing them, too. I just saw a guy
That's an excellent point as well.
He had yoga pants and a long trench coat on. I'm not sure.
Taking the Goodwill with your Crocs.
Yeah, I'm not sure the tops of those yoga pants had anything to them, come to think of it, because it was a trench coat. So.
Lyle, do you want me to just, like, erase your name off the show?
Yeah, I would. Would it be okay with you just for go paying me the $1.85 this show and just erase this entire show?
This is earning money the hard way, isn't it? All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, she said the hard way.
You are listening to We the People. We can't go to break now. Ashley just fell out of her chair. We broke the engineer.
Oh, thank you. Please.
She's back. She's clutching for the button.
Go ahead and disconnect me, please.
Okay. And with that, quick break.
Yeah.
Generation lost in space with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick because fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high, make a supersonic man out of you. Stop me now. I'm having such a good time. Don't stop me now. If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call. Don't stop me now. I'm having a good time. Don't stop. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Oh, yeah, that says it all, doesn't it? So Lyle, what are you hearing out there in all seriousness? I know you do a lot of international security stuff and whatnot, and a lot of things on the border. Are you hearing anything that we should be aware of that we haven't already discussed?
There is serious concern about the coronavirus that is picking up speed across the world. I wrote a paper on it. I sent it to you. If not, I will. It is a bioterrorism agent that got released, and they don't have any immunology for it. They can't give you a shot and make it all go away.
Oh, you think it was a deliberate release?
Yes.
Oh.
And it has impacted about anywhere from 18 to 20 nations right now, up to 23. America, the United States, has now opened up 16 military installations across the country to quarantine patients. And I think that number is going to go way up. Fortunately, in America, they're able to isolate people who appear to be symptomatic. One of the problems, however, is you can be contagious and not have any symptom patterns for several days. So that's going to create a problem also. It appears to attack males more than females. And right now, they don't have any way to truly treat it. From a natural standpoint, what seems to be working is higher levels of vitamin C, like 3,500 milligrams a day of vitamin C, and I'm not prescribing, just for the record. Elderberry also seems to work, because both of those work. Elderberry is a naturopathic an herbal, and it comes in a tincture, a liquid, and that helps with the immune system. So if you can boost the immune system, that seems to help people.
Comes in wine, too.
Because the immune system can naturally then fight off a virus. You can't give a shot on a virus. You can if it's a bacterial infection, but viruses are not bacterial.
Right.
They're airborne, and they attack the system in a totally different mechanism, different format than a bacterial infection. And they never have worked by viral injection. So people getting flu shots and stuff, okay, that might work for some people, but it's really a big moneymaker for big pharma. It's kind of everybody's been sold on this. So this is a real problem that is not going away. And
well, one of the other things is I think they're realizing they can't count on the numbers coming out of China as being any way, shape, or form accurate. So it could be way, way worse than what they're letting it on to be. So
it appears to be, and China, typical of Oriental culture, bends over backwards, no pun intended, but it bends over backwards to save face. They're a very honorable, the Orientals are very honorable, and they do not like to be embarrassed.
Except for China, because they're doing something evil all the time.
This is a huge embarrassment. It's also impacting China economically, because entire cities are shut down, entire manufacturers are shut down. The economy, which was already in trouble, which was being hidden by the media, the Western media. But Trump knew this, and therefore he was able to argue effectively or renegotiate some trade deals that will benefit China, but will clearly benefit the United States. But China's got some economic problems that nobody wants to talk about, and this is now coming at a time when manufacturing in China has basically stopped. It's come to a standstill, and nobody's reporting on that. That's going to have a little bit of a worldwide economic implication. If you take a look and think about for a moment all the products that we have that are from China, and now all of a sudden they're not able to be replenished, or they're not in the shipping lanes.
Oh, sure. You look at the shipping business back and forth to China.
Right.
It was already kind of impacted by the tariff situation, and
now
compound it with this virus. It's not good. And they came out early and said that they thought the cause, or it originated from eating some kind of exotic animals or something. And I thought, how could something like that cause something to be so widespread so quickly? Didn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. But
back to the lying and the deception.
I'm not a doctor. I played one on TV, but I'm not a doctor.
There's a tremendous amount of deception, deliberate deception, that has taken place. Mm-hmm. The agent was stolen in Canada by Chinese operatives.
Oh.
It was in a Canadian bioterrorism lab, a stage 4 lab, and how it got out, I find it fascinating, because when you're dealing with bioterrorist agents, you want to really keep that shut down, really locked down on purpose, because you don't want that stuff getting out. But it got out, they took it to China, and then it got released, and that's what they're facing, is a rapid expansion.
But why would they steal something like that and then take it back to their homeland? Wouldn't they want to smuggle it across the border into the U.S. and release it there?
Well, they weren't intending to release it.
Okay. It just got away.
You know who, and you guys have had him on, and I've been on the show with him, with you guys, Bruce Moran.
Uh-huh.
Bruce and I have spent a lot of time back and forth these past couple of weeks dealing with this. In fact, while we're on the big show here, he just wrote me and sent an update. Here we go. The global fight against coronavirus. I will send this to you. It's not restricted. It's not restricted intelligence. Bruce and his group send stuff, as I've been fortunate, back channels up to the White House, etc. But this is not restricted. So let me send this to you guys right after we get off the air. And if it makes sense, and if you think it's something that you'd like to follow up on, I'm sure Bruce would be glad to accept your phone call.
Yeah, that would be a whole angle that nobody has talked about at this point.
Correct.
So,
well, they're focusing on how many cases there are in the U.S., which I'm not sure that Maybe you start to
look at
it.
Well, no, there's not that many cases right now other than what has come into the country through tourism.
Right.
There are three planes in Northern California, plane loads, 230 to 270 people per plane that they took off off the tarmac and they quarantined right away. There's two luxury liners off the coasts of America, like Princess Cruise and all that. They're being quarantined. They're not allowed to port.
Well, they just flew a bunch of people out of Japan, too, that were on a cruise ship and brought them over here. And
that's correct.
Have them in
quarantine. No. So right now, I mean, America has a limited, a really small number that have reportedly been contaminated and exposed, or I'm sorry, not exposed, but been contaminated and been reported. So that's true. It's a small number right now, but they're preparing. America's preparing for a big onslaught.
Oh yeah,
and that's just not being reported. It's not being reported. Like I said, 16 military installations have now been activated across the United States.
Yeah, and they did say be prepared for this to be around for a while. This isn't something that's going to go away in the next few months. That they're predicting. This could be around for years.
I was glad to see Dr. Mark Siegel, who you all know appears on Fox News in the mornings a lot of times. Dr. Siegel came out and spoke very plainly about this. And he was not sensational or alarmist, but he spoke very candidly that we've not even begun to see what's coming. Let me send this to you all after we get off there. And I know you know how to get a hold of Bruce, and I think that might be a good follow-up because Bruce can discuss this. He and I have been sharing this intel and then sending it forward. But this that he just sent, which I'm sending you, is not restricted. So you can post it if you find it of interest.
Nice. Well, and somebody had written in here that they heard there was a vaccine developed in California. Is that real?
No.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah, they said early on that there's no vaccine for this. It's like everything else. There could be someday, but right now, no.
So how is this different from like? Remember, we had the whole SARS thing.
Right.
Did SARS make people die?
What's different here, this is a flu, so it's a virus. You don't have flu shots that will work once the contaminant is onsets. It's a misnomer. It doesn't work. What's different here, what appears to be happening, and this again what Bruce Moran and I have talked about this past week, which is not restricted, so I can discuss it with y'all, is it's mutating, and that's a concern. It's mutating based on the type of people it impacts. So what I'm meaning, I'm not playing right now. People in New York might be very different than people in California. I'm not playing. It's just different geographically, regionally, mm-hmm. because of bloodlines and a whole number of issues.
Not good. Well, we ended on a serious note, but we thank you, Lyle, for coming on with us, and we're going to have to jump ship here.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. You are listening to We the People. You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks for coming on, Bruce.
Lyle.
Ford in the Lincoln were setting the pace. That story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and used them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With 4 bow carbs and a dual exhaust and 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fast. Pulled out of San Pedro late one.